Welcome to the Kenneth Hahn Campaign Podcast. Good morning, Local 304. And as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, soon to be your next local president, Kenneth Hahn, with a podcast for you this morning. My podcast this morning will deal primarily with my office in Columbus, Ohio, because we are in the middle of a major change in operations. And that major change, you've heard me speak of it so many times on this podcast, is the traffic flow pattern in Citygate. Now, before I tell you what I want to tell you, let me say to you that the information I'm about to share with you came from Mr. Schaefer, the plant manager. So this is not something someone told me. This was a question I asked him yesterday morning. And here's his response. And the question was simply driving patterns. And I said to him, Mr. Schaefer, it has come to my attention that half of your MDOs say it's okay to go against the driving pattern. In other words, we have arrows pointing the direction of traffic flow. And I let him know that some of your MDOs say it's okay not to follow that. Now, we understand every day they are doing more and more testing on the AGVs, VGVs, and I'm sure at some point headquarters is going to say, wait a minute, we're going to hold off on these VGVs until after the mail rush. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen, but if it does not, mail handlers, listen to this, and I'll get right back to Mr. Schaefer in a second. Listen to what I'm going to say to you. When they begin to take discipline and start doing observations that find you in the wrong for driving in the wrong pattern, why would you expect a lot of sympathy from your union? Do you hear what I'm saying? We've been in this process now for well over a month. And I want to say to you, as a future local union president, this is one of those things that management is doing that as a union, we should get 100% behind this. Because this, if we exercise it exactly as management has laid it out, will bring more jobs into the mill handler craft. Trust and believe me. But what we're doing is what we always do. We figure out shortcuts. We figure out ways to get around the set of instructions. And I say to you, as your future local president, just embrace it. If you're going wrong again, stop. Correct yourself. Because if you don't correct yourself, you're going to continue to make that mistake. And listen, if management wants you to take a one-minute trip and turn it into a 3 or 4 minute trip, who are you to argue with that? Again, they own the factors of production. Getting back to Mr. Schaefer. So I said to Mr. Schaefer, your MDOs don't seem to be on the same sheet of music. I do a postal podcast weekly, and I would like to know from you what it is I should be telling my listeners when it comes to specifically this driving pattern. And Mr. Schaefer's response was, as far as he's concerned, we are to go by that driving pattern. And when I say driving pattern, we are to adhere to the flow of traffic that has been set by postal management. And he also said, if there's a change for whatever operational need necessary, that management would inform us of that change. Now, come on, folks. What could be clearer? What could be clearer? And again, he didn't hip and haw about his response. He sounded very sure of what it is he wanted. And that was simply, we're going to go by the driving pattern. So, mail handlers, until further notice, if you see a mail handler going the wrong way, maybe look at him, give him a wink, give him a heads up or something.
Or
but
her.
Again, if that mail handler is determined to just violate that, then I ask, don't even say anything, because it's not worth any altercation on your part. And if management don't regulate that, then it won't be regulated. Columbus, Ohio, Tour 2 management. I see you starting that nonsense early with Ken Hodge with respect to campaigning. I see flyers all over the building, not just restricted to the break area or the bathroom or the cafeteria, but nobody seems to matter. And let me tell you something, it really matters not to me. It only matters to me because when my flyer is up, that's a major issue. In fact, my supervisor told me today that someone called the MDO and said I was on the platform campaigning. Now, let me tell you why I'm just going to call straight out bullshit on this. There are people, there is literature being passed out all day. But you want to talk to me about it? For real? That's the kind of game you want to play right now? I say to postal management, let's not find yourself in a federal court for EEO because you think you're going to treat me differently than you treat other candidates. There is legal ramifications to that, and I will pursue them. So to Tour 2 MDO, one policy for everyone, and then we don't have any issues with discrimination or harassment. And again, you can take this any way you choose, but remember the request is one policy for everyone. And if you get upset because that is the request, then have fun being upset. So just so we're all on the same sheet of music, if Columbus, Ohio, if you're going to allow the current local president to come in, shake hands, and pass out his literature, then you are going to allow me the same opportunity. If you're going to allow stewards to pass out literature during work hours, then you are going to allow me the same opportunity. So make up in your mind, are we just going to have a free-for-all campaign, or are you going to attempt to regulate it? Your decision, but it's going to be one way or the other. Now, here's a part of the podcast that you can only get right here from your future local president, a skill set that your current local president, amongst all those years of experience, do not have. And let's talk about a piece of equipment in the post office called the APPS. Automated Package Processing System, APPS. Well, it happened today that apparently management was not happy with the, I guess, the excitement or the exhilaration that an employee was showing towards their job. They sensed there was no sense of urgency. I don't know what training they had to do that, but they sensed there was no sense of urgency and immediately went into a, because we can't fix, because we don't know, we went into a, let's just move you out of here. Well, just so happens, the person was a regular. So now, they're actually having conversation around this person about what is the benefit of bumping displacement. Could you believe that? And this is where my past comes in as a major benefit. You see, I understand on the apps what the actual staffing for that machine should be. And I also understand that if you staff that machine in the proper manner, you will get the expected throughput for that piece of equipment. When you don't staff that machine, I will be able to show and demonstrate that now that becomes borderline harassment. Now, there's a difference between motivating an employee for additional discretionary effort and demanding. You understand what I'm saying? So when we talk about, let's take for hypothetically, we'll just pull this position out of the thin air, the load position on the apps, hypothetical position. That position was given level 5 authorization when loading magazines. Well, again, loading magazines now doesn't mean you have to have a driver's license. It means you operate pit equipment or the manual forklift. And if you had the proper number of loaders, we have 2 hoppers, so there should be 2 loaders, then maybe you could keep up a little better with whatever it is your target projected number is. But since you be in the post office and you want to redesign or restaff every bit of equipment that you buy, you now reduce the staff, expect the same productivity or projected output, and when you don't get it, you turn to harassment and intimidation of the mail handler, and that is not going to happen on my watch. Very simply, if you bought that piece of equipment with a projected staff of 25 and a projected throughput of 10,000, then that's what you bought it for. That's what your expectations are. See, as a union, sometimes we have to go into postal records and postal data to see, does the number that you reduce your complement by, how does that reduction in complement trade off to a reduction in throughput? See, nobody's really looking at that, but I will. That's the kind of leadership you're going to get voting Ken Hodge local president. And to our current local president, I got a copy of your campaign book today. Must say, very impressive. And I want to say to you that I apologize to you, sir. I had no idea that I consumed so much of your thought process. I started reading it, and you kept saying, let me tell you something else that I've done, and more Ken Hodge. So I do apologize to you, sir, because I did not mean to consume that much of your brain housing group. And because your leaders follow you blindly, I noticed most of your headquarters had something to say about Ken Hodge. Well, I'm going to let you all know that I'm not going to take the time this evening to respond to that nonsense that was put together eloquently. But bullshit by any name is still bullshit. But I'm going to take the time and respond to you. But tonight I got an opportunity to work on a Indy 304 video, and I think I'll have fun with that and get back to my response to you maybe tomorrow. So I'm going to work on this Facebook post that will be probably coming out tonight or first thing in the morning. It is my way of saying good day and hello to a section of mail handlers in the Indianapolis area. And it's all about NASCAR. Have a great day. We'll talk later.